Robinhood Radio now presents Shaw and Tell, local and regional commentary with Shaw Isaacson, journalist, editor, photographer, and reporter originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Shaw is the former editor of the Winstead Journal and former reporter for the Lakeville Journal. Shaw was the winner of the 2015 New England Better Newspaper Competition in editorial writing.
For the Love of Jack is an animal welfare organization that helps all kinds of animals all over Northwest Corner. The organization also helps pet owners with their pets' medical needs. In this interview, I speak with two of the people behind the organization, Michelle Smedic and Sherry Joya.
So For the Love of Jack is an animal welfare fund. We do a lot of fundraising so that we can help our neighbors in need when they need to veterinary care. And we also have a pet food pantry. And we also help with educating our neighbors on how to get vaccines less expensively and the importance of spaying and neutering. So it's not just to not have kittens and puppies. There's a lot of medical reasons that you should have your pet spayed and neutered.
So, Sherry, why is this organization important? Why do you think it's important?
Well, you know why it's important is because when people are going through a difficult time in their lives, whether through illness, loss of job, just financial difficulties and having trouble keeping their pets well, or if they become ill or injured, they can't afford vet bills. We're the exact opposite of rescue. We want to keep the animal in the home with the family. Because when you're already going through a hard time, you don't need to add that kind of a burden of losing your, you know, furry family member. So what we do is we assist them in their times of need. We give back to our community in that way. We do try to partner as much as possible with other organizations, as Michelle said, and we do a lot of education at all our fundraising events about the importance of wellness exams, spay and neuter, as she said, and you know the differences in the importance besides just not to add to the pet population, but to prevent, when you spay a cat or a dog, a female, it's to prevent mammary cancer and uterine cancer, prevent a very dangerous and could be deadly infection of the uterus called pyometria. When it comes to the males for neutering, we want to educate people that it's not just about them adding to the population either. It prevents them from getting cancer, testicular cancer, intestinal cancer, and it helps too with behavior in dogs as well.
Which is one of the number one reasons why people rehome or abandon or give up their dog is behavioral issues. So if you can nip that by snipping, then shouldn't you? It's an easy solution. And you know, sometimes people need guidance on the why and the where and the how.
So let's talk about what you've both seen over the years when it comes to taking care of animals and helping them out. What have you both seen when it comes to animal care? Sherry?
I think we've seen the good definitely outweighs the bad. We do have people whose animals are quite ill or very injured. We try to help them, you know, as soon as they reach out to us, as many cases as we can. Of course, we can't help everyone that comes along with huge surgeries and things, but what we do in that turn is we reach out to partnering organizations that can help with huge surgeries or extended illnesses. Michelle?
We also have the pet food pantry. We've seen a lot of people in need of something as simple as a bag of food for their pet, especially in the cooler winter months where, you know, you have the added expense of heating your home. So people can reach out to us. There's no questions asked. We don't make a lengthy application. I don't need your financials. I just need to know that there is an actual need. And, you know, we meet somewhere and I will give you, as long as we have it, cat food, dog food, cat litter, whatever we can help with.
We've chicken done, food.
Yeah. Straw.
Straw for some farm animals. A farmer last summer, I think it was in need. And specialty food. Michelle will reach out to the board of directors. If an animal is on a prescription diet or needs a special food and we don't happen to have it, we as a team vote and then Michelle will go purchase it. Michelle, who is the backbone, she's our right hand, our backbone of this organization. and when it comes to involving all the cases that come into us, delivering pet food, meeting the people in parking lots, of course, safety first. We always meet in a public place. But Michelle handles all the cases that come in when people are requesting veterinary assistance from us. And I'll let her discuss that. I'll let Michelle discuss the cases.
So recently we had someone call us, a young man named Marquise, whose house had just burned on Funston Avenue here in Torrington. And he lost his 15-year-old dog. And he was able, they were able to save the cat and a two-day-old kitten. But they just lost everything they had. They didn't have the funds to pay a large vet bill. Now, while their large vet bill exceeded what we normally do, we kind of went outside of our norm, and we pleaded to our friends, our family, and the public on Facebook, and we were able to get enough funds raised to pay off that bill so that he could bring his cat and his kitten home, and eventually he will bring home his 15-year-old dog that he's had for 15 years.
Ashes, and that's beloved companions who helps us out on those sorrowful times when one of our clients may have lost their pet, or unfortunately, we do help people send their animals to heaven, cross the rainbow bridge, however you want to say it. And Dave Olson is fabulous from Beloved Companions, working with us, knowing that our clients and what we do, and giving back to our community, and he's wonderful. And the dog Willie that Michelle was just speaking of, his ashes will be ready hopefully tomorrow to go home, I hope. And that's part of closure that we like to do as well on families who have had suffered such tragedy. And we like to be able to provide some closure for them. And I think that's important. I'll let Michelle tell us about other cases, that how we help out in the medical, some of the smaller ones from Dr. Kraut.
So sometimes...
Litchfield Hills Veterinary Hospital. Dr. Kraut and Dr. Forrester, run, don't walk. Take all four paws, all two legs, and get there, become a client there. He is fabulous. The whole organization there is fabulous. They work with us to help us help all these animals in need. Without them, we wouldn't be able to help the number of pets that we do. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's quite all right. So some of the other cases that we've had is, you know, something as simple as someone thinking that this is the end of life for their pet. But in reality, all it was a bad tooth or a urinary blockage or something, a fix, something that's fixable. But they didn't know that, and they didn't have the funds to just rush right off to the vet to fix it. So we're able to work with them. You know, we always ask that our clients come in with some kind of funding to have their own side of their responsibility. But we can't expect everybody to always have that $300, $400, $500 that it could cost. And so, you know, we have a lot of happy people that come to us and get their home. So it's a simple fix. And these people, they don't necessarily have that $300 or the $400, but they might have $50 or they might have $100 that they can contribute toward the bill. So that's where we come in and just help them reach that end mark so that they can get their pet well again and bring them home. There isn't a need to give up your pet.
Right.
There's people to reach out to, and you know, we have a great supportive community here. And you know, tonight we're here at Hank's in Torrington, and Christopher Kelsey has been gracious enough to host us so that, you know, we can continue to raise these funds and continue to help our neighbors.
I see a lot of organizations and companies around the North Forest Corner have been helping you guys, including Hank's, which is where we are tonight. That's why you hear a lot of voices in the background right now, because we're holding a benefit fundraiser here at the restaurant.
We, what we do is unique in that we give back to our community in different ways than a regular rescue would. We do help people, and many different ways, as Michelle was saying. We've saved a lot of lives. We've lost some lives because it's just been their time.
And we always cry right along with them.
Absolutely. And, besides, tonight's fundraiser, we have a bunch of them coming up. We have Dave Riley and AJ Mann. And they're doing a comedy show for a second year in a row at the Torrington Elks on April 27th. Before that, though, we do have a fundraising night at Dish and Dat in Canton, where they're going to donate 20% of their evening's profits to us that night. We have our quarter auction. I'll let Michelle.
You've never been to a quarter auction, you have got to come. It is so much fun. It's fast-paced. It's like a glorified penny auction, and we get the best raffle prizes, hands down.
We're known for that. We're known for the best raffle prizes. Like tonight, we're raffling off 2 Dave Riley tickets, too, and they're all lined up in the bar area of Hank's. Come on down. And it's just the community, we're just very lucky to have be involved with the community that we are and how supportive they are. Where a pasta dinner will be 6th annual coming up in the fall of 2019, and that's at Marino's restaurant. We just have a community that just as loves us and always wants us to succeed. So we're extremely lucky there.
So how can we find you guys? I mean, are you guys on Facebook?
Yes, we are on Facebook. For the Love of Jack, find us. It's for the Love of Jack.
.org. Yes.
And, our phone numbers are everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah, Michelle is our vice president and intake coordinator / food bank coordinator. Like I said, she's like the backbone of this organization. And I'm the president. I just do all the legal stuff. And I like to do all the networking for our fundraising and things, but we're lucky to have such a great team. We're small but powerful. We do have a team of about 30 volunteers, but our board of directors is five and a half, I should say. There's one that travels a lot, so he doesn't get to really vote a lot of cases, but we're very lucky that for a small organization, we do move as many mountains as we.
It's something that really means a lot to a lot of people.
It really does, and of course to us in the Northwest, corner.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening to Shaw and Tell.
All opinions on Shaw and Tell are those of the host, Shaw Isaacson, produced with assistance and cooperation from Robin Hood Radio.